Most people visit the beach for its natural beauty. But reporter Nancy Cohen of member station WNPR in Hartford, Connecticut, introduces us to a woman who visits the beach for its trash.
There might be a blue behind your foot there. How's that for eyes?
Sue Gray Fitzpatrick spends at least a day a week scanning for bits of colored glass smoothed by the waves and rocks in Newport, Rhode Island. She has been making jewelry with sea glass for more than 20 years, even though the glass was once somebody else's garbage.
They left it behind, tossed it off a ship or a boat maybe, or dropped it off the cliff. Who knows how it ended up here, but yeah, this is somebody else's trash. And now they're my treasures.
Today, she and other collectors are finding far less glass. That may be because there are more plastic bottles, or because recycling has increased, or because we're more careful about how we throw things out. Now there are more people hunting for the glass that's still washing up. The competition is so hot, it makes Fitzpatrick cagey.
It's not a beach with a name.
And if it had a name, would you give it to me?
Might not.
Fitzpatrick is finding mostly green glass and brown here. The brown is probably from beer bottles, but it could be old medicine bottles or the amber glass that Clorox bleach came in before 1962.
I think part of the beauty of sea glass is wondering what it used to be.
Blue glass could be from old Noxzema or milk of magnesia bottles. Clear glass is common. Orange and red are rare.
I'll go first, so I'll lead the way.
Fitzpatrick takes me down a steep cliff to a small cove. She plants herself strategically at the water's edge.
Oh, my God! Look! It is red!
Fitzpatrick spots a chunk of glass the color of a red gumdrop.
Better than candy, huh? I cannot even believe that I just found this here.
And she's not sure how the piece started out.
It's really thick. I think it was a piece of decorative glass, candy dish, or something like that.
The color alone makes this piece so rare, Fitzpatrick won't sell it, even though she has seen red glass go for more than $200 on eBay. Fitzpatrick admits she kind of wishes more people would toss glass bottles in the ocean, but she's not counting on it.
Someday, I'm not going to find sea glass, so I'm going to pick all I can while I can pick, while it's there, so that I'll have it.
For NPR News, I'm Nancy Cohen.
Oh, I just saw a really nice green. Look at this. It's like a jade green.
This is NPR News.